Welcome back into Fox on Fox. That's not John Fox. It is Bradley Roby, rookie defensive back, though. A lot of people thinking that you're not playing much like a rookie right now. You're involved in a lot of plays. You're highly involved in this defense. How do you assess your own play here in your first year of your career?
I think I've done okay. It's been a big learning experience for me this year, you know, just going through the ups and downs and, you know, just keep trying to play my best every week. You know, it's a long season, you know, different from college. You know, so I think I've been playing okay, but I know I can play a lot better than I've been playing. So,
speaking of a lot of those ups and downs, how far do you think you've come since, say, training camp?
I think I've come a long way since training camp. You know, I didn't start off very, very well. You know, kind of came in not playing my best. You know, but you know, it's all about progression. You know, even as the season goes on, you have to keep getting better. And the only thing that people remember is what you do in the playoffs. You know, nobody's going to remember how was Bradley Roby in training camp. They're going to remember how was he, you know, in the playoffs.
You opened up the season with what was essentially the game-sealing pass deflection against Andrew Luck and the Colts. How big was that play maybe for your confidence level to kind of say, yeah, I can play here in this league?
It was huge, you know. It's been my first NFL game. You know, all my family's there. My best friends was there, all that type of things. And just to make a play like that to seal the game, you know, versus a good opponent, you know, my first ever NFL game, you know, I feel like it was good for me and my confidence. You know, I feel like I made a statement, you know, that I can be a good player in this league. So I just look forward to just keep getting better.
There are some now, and here's the big question, that say that you should be the defensive rookie of the year. What does it mean for you to hear that? Do you feel like you have earned that?
It means a lot to hear people say that, but, you know, honestly, I don't think I've deserve it. You know, I think there's other rookies that in other positions that have been playing, you know, great football. You know, I'm not saying I haven't been playing great football, but, you know, I think that there's been other guys that have been playing great, you know, and I know that I can play way better. You know, that's why it's like I'm not going to say, oh, I should be defensive rookie of the year if I know I can play a lot better, you know. So
you're too modest. How about learning from guys like Aqib Talib, Chris Harris, T.J. Ward, Raheem Moore? What has that meant to your career so far?
It's meant a lot, you know. Just those, we have three guys in the Pro Bowl in the secondary, you know, and I'm practicing with those guys every day. And I'm going to war with those guys every game, you know. So it helps a lot, you know, learning from those guys, seeing what it takes to make it. Because, you know, that's a goal of mine, you know, to make it to that next step.
How about on the other side of the football, going up against guys in practice like Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Julius Thomas, Peyton Manning?
Those are all Pro Bowlers again, you know. I'm practicing with Pro Bowlers and I'm playing against Pro Bowlers every day in practice. So, you know, it definitely helps my game, you know. So when I go to the game, it's like I'm not seeing anything new. You know, I'm not seeing anybody that can do something that I haven't gone against every day.
All right, we've been asking this question all week long, and nobody will give us a straight answer. But who would you rather play here, Indy, Cincy, or Pittsburgh? You can be honest.
I don't have a preference. You know, this is my first year.
You're answering like everybody else.
It really doesn't matter. It's whoever they put against us. You know, we feel like we can go toe-to-toe with, you know, anybody. So it's not like we want to pick the lesser opponent or anything. So.
How about seeing a team that you have played already, though? Do you think there's an advantage there, maybe? I mean, you've seen Andrew Luck. You've seen Cincinnati. You haven't seen Pittsburgh this year.
Yeah. I think playing them, you know, it definitely makes it easier when you play against them because you kind of know the tendencies, what they like to do, this and that. You know, they're going to change it up for the playoffs, but, you know, they're definitely going to stick to what they're known for, you know. But Pittsburgh, we haven't played them, so that'd be interesting to play against them too.
All right, how about some Bradley Roby off the football field type questions? You ready for these?
Yeah.
All right, when you're not here working at football, what are you working on? What's some of your hobbies maybe you'd like to share with us?
Hobbies? I like to watch movies. I watch a lot of movies. Other than that, football.
You're living and breathing football, man. That's what you should be as a rookie in the National Football League. Yeah. I know you're a big fashion guy. When I first interviewed you, you showed up to town with a big red bow tie on, and I think you said you had a stylist even. Take it that far?
Well, I have somebody that makes my suits. We bounce ideas off each other, you know, for certain looks and stuff like that. So,
how about some music pregame? Anything kind of get you hyped up? Anything you like to listen to?
I listen to all types of music, you know. I even listen to gospel sometimes. Not before the game, but like kind of just when you're just chilling in the hotel, you know, just waiting, just staying calm. You know, you don't want to listen to heavy rock metal, you know, at two if the game's at eight, you know. So you want to kind of mellow out first. Then as the game gets closer and closer, you kind of get yourself.
So there you go. When you see Bradley Roby jamming with his headphones on, keep in mind that it might be gospel.
I mean, it depends on how close it is to the game. I'm not going to be about to go out there with gospel playing, you know. But I listen to a lot of rap. Right. So all right. That's kind of my go-to.
All right. Hey, enjoy the time off this week. Come back and get them next week.
Thank you.
All right. And Coach Fox will be back in just a few minutes. But first up, let's go back to studio where Raul is standing by with this week's This is Broncos Country.
Thanks, Nick. It started as a simple class project, but turned into an adventure. Now a group of students from a small Colorado community have quite the tale to tell. Deborah Takahara shows us how the Broncos brought a classroom lesson to life.
So what did we learn to do?
They say a lot of learning goes on outside of the classroom.
Do the next one.
And Janaea Passwater proved that to Miss Johnson's second grade class.
This is the children's book, Flat Stanley.
The children all sent off their Flat Stanleys to experience the world.
Australia. Arizona.
Wisconsin.
Five stays the same, right?
Janaea's Flat Stanley, dressed up as Peyton Manning, did anything but fall flat.
We thought we'd give it a shot, so we just sent it out to the Denver Broncos.
I thought they might not open it.
The Broncos opened it all right, and they opened the imaginations of these kids. The team took Flat Stanley on the ride of a lifetime. There he is in the Broncos locker room and in enemy territory in Oakland.
Saw Chip Bailey's tribute.
He appeared with Peyton Manning and Von Miller.
Mrs. Johnson's class asked that the Broncos only keep him for 2 weeks.
They kept him for 3 weeks when really Miss Johnson was supposed to told him to keep it for 2 weeks.
He was apparently having too much fun teaching the kids about geography as well as patience paying off and other life lessons.
I think the biggest thing is that they know that what they do here matters and what we're studying, it matters.
A little idea making a huge difference in this tiny town, but it has raised a lot of new questions.
What they did with him and where they took him and will they miss him?
Janaea and her class didn't want to miss the chance to show their appreciation to the Broncos.
I would say thank you for taking my Flat Stanley to the Bronco game. Thank you for taking him in to see Von Miller.
True story, so what's his answer?
Now Janaea wishes she could go too. And who knows, after all this, she's learned anything is possible. Deborah Takahara, Fox 31 Denver.
Wow, pretty great memory for those kids. Okay, back to football and the trio of teams that could be coming to Colorado. Up next, we're talking to Coach Fox about the three potential opponents and how the uncertainty is impacting preparations. Plus, it's been a long road for Ben Garland, the drastic step he took to continue his football career and why his first NFL game was extra special for this airman.